Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Fangirls, Moms, and Cocktails. I've been on a huge hiatus. It's been like, I don't know, 2 months. Sorry about that. But I've got a really special episode because I am in my hometown right now. I'm in East Quag, New York on Long Island. And my special guest is Maria.
Hello, darling.
Hello, cheers. So we are here because if you all remember in episode 2, our resident fanboy, Kevin, he's getting married tomorrow. Yay! Oh my God. It's going to be so amazing. And believe us, we are going to podcast hopefully Sunday. Maybe.
Maybe during the wedding.
Oh God.
Oh, we could do a little snippet.
Oh God, that would be amazing. We'll do a little something, but it's going to be fantastic. All I know is that he posted on his Facebook that he was wanting to involve Thanos in the wedding and Allison shut him down pretty quickly. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was like, wait, well, preface this. I'm not a fangirl of
the Marvel.
Yes,
yes.
So I was like, ooh. Yeah, something serious. She was like, boom, done.
Yeah, she was like, no, not happening.
No. It's her wedding.
It's okay. But Maria is a fangirl of other sorts, and we will get to that. But first and foremost, our cocktail. It's a cucumber vodka martini, and I found the Smirnoff no carbs, no sugar vodka, and I found a cucumber martini-esque type drink. So I just incorporated it. So you're going to do 1 ounce of simple syrup, 2 cucumber slices, 4 basil leaves, 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice, and 2.5 ounces of vodka. Now, you're going to take the cucumber slices and the basil leaves and you're going to muddle them in a shaker. Then you're going to add your simple syrup, your lime juice, and your vodka. You're going to shake it up. You're going to strain it, pour it into a coupe martini glass, and then you're good. So.
Sounds like a lot of work to me, but.
Yeah, it's a little bit more work than a regular cocktail, but that's okay. That's okay. Amazing. If you're feeling froggy, you know, amazing. If you're into it.
I love cucumbers, though.
Cucumbers are so
good.
I'm
a huge fan.
Cucumbers in a drink. Really good. Yes. Because of all the juices and the water and everything that comes out
you
of it.
Do. So I'm good. A fan.
I love it.
I love a crab cucumber vodka.
Yes. Sounds oh my God.
Yes. I think that's organic, too, so.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I love it. So. Let's get down to business. So for our fangirl portion, let's just talk about the wedding for tomorrow. I'm a fangirl of the fanboy getting married.
Are there going to be like characters there?
I don't know. So their rehearsal dinner is tonight. Now today, again, this is probably going to air later, obviously. I don't know how much later because I have to edit. But so yesterday was Halloween.
Yes.
Today is
November 1st. It's
the Day of the Dead, and the rehearsal dinner is a costume rehearsal dinner. I'm very interested to see the photos that come across Facebook.
I think that's going to be a little crazy.
Yeah. So I heard that Kevin and Allison were going to be dressing up.
Oh, as what?
That's Maria's clock.
10 o'clock.
I love that clock. I want one. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I saw one at Costco recently, and I was like, Daniel, I want this. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Everybody says that, but I have to say, it has a certain nuance to it that makes it fun.
It's amazing. Is that Seiko?
It's a Seiko.
Seiko.
And it spins around.
It spins around. It does a little song and dance.
But you know, there's one. Pretty. There's one.
Yeah.
That's Four Seasons and it plays Christmas music.
Stop it. Oh, God. See, now I want that one. Mm-hmm. But the one at Costco, because these are like, what, $300, something like that?
Yeah, and you can get it like a little bit less.
Yeah.
It's a smaller version of it, but it still spins and makes the tunes and lights up.
I think the one at Costco was like $100 or $150 or something.
I would have bought it.
I was like, Dan, we have to get this.
And I'd bought like two.
He thought I was crazy. He's like, "What? I don't need that in my house. You watch. I'll find it and I'll get it. Because it's been on my Amazon wish list for years. I think since the first time I came to your house.
I think it's a good Christmas present. He should like wrap it up and put it under the tree.
He should. But I'll be like, hey, you buy this for me and put it under the tree.
It's always hard. You try to urge the man.
Yes, do it.
Nah.
Oh, see? Now it's done. It's cute. It's adorable.
It's
I want
fun.
One. Yeah. I want one. But anyway, so I heard that Kevin and Allison were going to be dressing up as office characters.
Tonight.
The Office, yes.
Okay.
And I can only imagine, Office, I would hope that they're going to be Pam and Jim, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know anything
about... I know, we haven't stalked them on Instagram, we haven't seen anything tonight yet.
We've not done anything, no. Yet. We went out for sushi, which was fabulous.
Delish.
And as you know on this podcast, I am all into the foods. So good.
The sushi was amazing.
Oh my God.
And the ice cream with the bananas, fried bananas.
Red bean ice cream. It's not, doesn't taste like red beans. It's just the most amazing ice cream ever. But if anybody is ever in West Hampton, New York, go to Sushi One, get yourself the red bean ice cream with the banana tempura. You will not be disappointed.
And people think red bean ice cream, like, it's so not cool, but...
Oh, God, it's delicious. Oh, and Julia is the one that introduced me to that.
Jules.
We have to get her on the podcast. She hasn't been yet.
I know.
We were supposed to talk about Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, don't get me on Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God.
That's fangirling for me. Like,
oh, there we go. Okay, so hopefully before I leave, we can do another episode, and we can hopefully talk about Handmaid's Tale and maybe get Julia in on it. But we'll see. Hopefully. I would love to do that.
One of my favorite shows, like, ever.
Hands down.
Like, in my top 10 of shows.
Hands down. It's such a good show.
Brilliantly written and filmed and everything.
Everything.
Elizabeth Moss is amazing.
She's a boss.
Her face, just like a simple expression, and it's like you can feel everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a great actress.
She's an amazing actress.
Or actor, whatever they call it these days. Who cares?
Whatever.
Actress. I'm going with that.
Yes, actress. So, the wedding tomorrow, we only know a couple details. We know that it's in Manorville. It's at Swan Lake. We know that I didn't know this, but the bridesmaid dresses are burgundy.
I got burgundy, but they got to pick their own style,
which I love. So we did that for my wedding, but I picked their styles, which seemed to fit with them.
You were a little controlling there on picking their style.
Well, I only had a few options, and I was like, and you know, my little petite bridesmaids, they fit into the and then Julia was like, I want to go with gown length, and I was like, that's fine,
yeah,
whatever you want.
She's got a little bit more up in the top,
yes, and she had the big, yeah, no, it
girls worked. Out there, you know, like, yes. You're big breasted,
yes,
you gotta worry about
right
that,
exactly,
right?
You gotta keep the girls in. So that's all I know about the wedding.
I really don't have anything.
Nothing.
Kevin works for me, and yes. Allison I worked with for years and love both of them dearly. They're great people.
And Allison,
so
I
excited.
Actually,
I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to probably cry like a baby.
Oh, God. They're
and
the
I'm
best.
Not a big crier. But if I go to a wedding and somebody says something and the vows, I don't know. I lose it.
Lose it.
I can't.
Now, Allison, I actually met for the first time at your bachelorette party.
That was a fun time.
That was a really fun time. We did a whole North Fork Long Island wine tour. Well, we did four
party
vineyards.
Bus.
We did four vineyards. We did the party bus.
With the pole and the music and the lights.
It was so fun. Lots of people that work at a bank in a party bus with a lot of alcohol is very entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Very
And none of us were like that young that it was like... The older people were worse than the young
Oh, God,
ones.
They were amazing. They were all singing Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yay, Pat!
Grinding on the pole. It was amazing. I swear. We all just get better with age, I think.
I think everybody does. Mm-hmm. I think because you feel less, like, inhibited.
Right.
Like, you don't care. Like,
right.
Like you said, we were just in the hot tub naked, right?
Yes, yes.
And what did you say?
Oh, I said...
You've had a child.
I've had a child, and when you're in the hospital, everybody and anybody has seen you naked. Any moms, you know that. You just don't give a shit anymore.
There's no shame.
Everybody's seen you naked. You've got people coming in, poking and prodding you and checking your area. And I had a C-section, so checking my wound, make sure I was like all good. And what? No, by the time I left the hospital, I was like, I don't care. I don't care.
Here you go, world.
I just want to go in and take a shower, watch my baby for 5 minutes, please. Ugh. But yeah, no.
When you get older,
you don't care. You don't care. And again, as a woman... If you're around other women, you don't care.
I don't. I'm old and fat and resigned to the body that I have.
Same.
And I really don't care anymore.
No, same. Like, I'm over it. We're good.
Here, neighbor, here you go.
Yeah. You want to see a show?
That's really what you want to see? Good luck to you.
Amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, we diverge, but, you know, it's all about life and women and getting older and things that you go through. And yes, you're not as so, like, worried about the little crap.
Right, exactly. Anymore. Because we're all in it together. We're all in the same situation.
Don't get me wrong. I would love a little more Botox, but I don't really have the money for it.
I don't think you need the Botox.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the wrinkles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Like, you're still good, but trust me, moisturize all the time.
Oh, I do. I've started this new beauty regimen. Like,
put it on. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck around with that shit.
No.
Oh, can I say fuck on this?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry. I mean, do you know me?
I don't know. Is this...
Have we met before?
I feel like, oh, my God.
Is fuck, like, not my favorite word?
I'm like a truck driver, but okay.
Please. And my excuse is, I'm from Long Island. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Speaking of, have you watched Succession?
No. We watched one episode of it because it's like two seasons in, right?
Yes.
We watched maybe two and we were like enthralled, but then we just didn't get back to it.
Because
I feel like it's something to watch with a husband.
Yes.
And it takes a lot. It's football season now, so
True.
I can't get him to commit.
Right, right. Well, when you do get a chance to watch it, it's amazing. And Brian Cox, have you seen Super Troopers?
You know me. That's not my thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, the dad, he's an amazing, fantastic actor. And his tagline is like, fuck off.
Like, yes.
Yes. And my other favorite thing, and Dan and I discuss this all the time, we're like, That's what they say.
I actually did that to my boss recently.
Yeah.
She told me a complete lie and I was like, okay.
Yeah. No. So fuck off and are my two favorite things now. Yeah.
That's like, you're so full of shit.
So we were talking about this proposal. Yeah. It's great. I love it. So if anybody hasn't seen it, watch Succession. It's good. So watch
we'll
it
get
and
back
get back
into
to
it,
me.
I promise.
Watch it
I
and
promise.
Get back to me. But anyway, going back to the wedding theme, Maria is also a fangirl of Bravo.
Oh, I'm a huge Bravo fan.
Yes. So I'm a Bravo fan, but I'll watch Vanderpump, which I love.
I love it. I'm like totally committed to Vanderpump.
Vanderpump is my jam. And then I used to watch the Beverly Hills Housewives, and I fell off after like before Brandi Glanville left. I was watching.
Yeah. She was nuts and I loved her.
She's still
she was
nuts.
Like an absolute
She's
you
a hot mess.
You see the
mess.
Shit she posts on Twitter too. She posts some crazy shit on Twitter, but
she's
I can't
a hot
help
mess,
but look.
But I love her.
Every once in a while I don't follow her, but I look cuz I'm like,
yeah, what is she talking
out
about?
Out of her fucking mind.
She's amazing. I love her. And what else did I watch?
She was on that recently, like this last season they brought her back.
Did
for
they really?
Something.
Really?
She was who is she talking to? Oh, God, I get them all confused. But they brought her on, and she was talking to one of them, and I was like, holy shit, there she is.
Yes.
She's like a unicorn.
Yes.
Nuts.
Well, I'm a big Big Brother fan, and they started doing Celebrity Big Brother, and she was on one of the seasons of Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, I would have watched. I had no idea I would have watched that.
All over that shit. Oh, my God, she's hilarious.
I love when she's just like, oh, my God, my husband. And what's that woman, the singer?
Leanne Rimes.
I can't stand
Eddie
Leanne Rimes.
Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes. No, me either.
She's got something that is so, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
I'm over it. I don't like her.
What I didn't like is, like, she's so competitive about his children with Brandi. Like,
right.
She'll post shit on Instagram, which I think that's totally wrong.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I don't, you know, like if you got divorced and somebody was with Dan and posting with DJ, you'd be like, I'm going to
fuck you.
Kill her.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. Not into it. Fuck off.
And you know, it's like, I would never do that. Would
no.
never do that. Especially
no.
in the circumstances.
Well,
of what,
right.
They did a Lifetime movie together.
Oh my God.
Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes. That's how this whole thing started. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Fucking Lifetime movie.
Well, you know, Eddie
how
Cibrian.
Did you not know that?
Well, you know, Eddie Cibrian. He slept with fucking Sheena.
Yes.
He slept with Sheena.
Yes. Of
that's
course. Because she's an idiot.
That's what partly
and
started.
And she's married.
Fucking,
hello.
That's what started fucking Vanderpump Rules. Well, not started it.
Yeah,
but, you know,
no.
that was part of the whole segue.
Big,
that was a big segue.
Yeah, because that came over from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's how they...
That and Kyle's White Party. And
so that's why I think Lisa Vanderpump and Brandi Glanville were, like, so tight for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think Lisa Vanderpump, like, manipulated that poor, not-so-smart woman and got her Sheena. Into that.
Yeah.
Oh, and said, oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
I can see that because Sheena's her little puppy dog. Show? Yeah.
But you know what I read the other day? And I don't know because you never know what you read on the internet is accurate, but it True. Said... I think it was on the Bravo website, and it said Jax's first episode, like first season, he only made $15,000 an episode.
Only $15,000?
Only $15,000.
Really?
And I guess because then they did endorsements and not shows, but, you know, you go to parties and right. show up and you get paid for that.
Right, right.
But I was like, $15,000, huh? But then when you go back and watch the first season, have you ever done that?
I need to. I want to. I feel like it's I It's so interesting. Should. Yes.
Because I caught it on Hulu, and I was like, Oh my God, they have it on here, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, I really liked him, I think, in the first, like, season. I don't know, because he was, like, dirty boy and yes. a little sexy. And he's lost that appeal, I think,
Yeah, he kind of has. He's a little douchey now.
But that rolls into mm-hmm. the new man, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bo.
I love Bo.
I think he's, like... geeky, cute, kind of.
Yes.
But yet very sexy.
Yes.
But then he's emotional, too. Like
he really is.
He connects, so I think he's the package.
Oh, God, I love him. And he's very much, like, into Stassi and, like, does stuff for her. She does stuff for him. It's a very mutual. And he's quirky, like she is, yes. too, which and is I fun. Love that. So... Maria and I are big fans of Stassi. You actually got to meet Stassi.
Oh my God, super sweet girl.
Oh my God, I'm so it's jealous. So,
like after you watch her all those seasons, you think like, oh, she's such a bitch. And so it's a lot put on right. the camera, I think.
Yes.
But she was so gracious at her book signing. Hugged everybody who went up to her and just made everybody feel like special. I was like, that girl's...
I love that.
Either she's really smart and great at marketing.
Yeah.
You know, like I think she's a lot smarter than... you would
what she puts on
think yeah. when you see her on TV.
Right, right.
But super sweet.
Yeah.
Loved her.
I love that.
Book's funny, book's hilarious.
So I read half the book. Maria was nice enough to buy me a signed copy and mail it to me. And in return, Stassi was selling all this merch and I bought her a Next Level Basic little wine tumbler.
Super cute.
Love it. And I don't... For those of you that don't know, I listen to the Taylor Strucker Show, and Taylor used to be Wake Up with Taylor on Cosmo Radio. Oh my God, those two are like besties. They are besties. They are besties.
She's been on tour with her.
She has been on tour with her. And Taylor was on Cosmo Radio for like almost 10 years.
Long time.
Long time.
I don't know. Is there anything about why she got that?
Well, so she spoke to it in her first episode. So she got fired. She was in a non-compete. Her lawyers fought for her to be able to, you know, do podcasting or a radio show or something. And it was supposed to be a year. And they cut it from October to January. So January, 2 years ago now, this coming January, 2 years ago, she was able to start her own radio show, which is essentially like a podcast now. And you remember Sirius used to have OutQ, the gay channel?
Mm-hmm.
So Derek and Romaine on OutQ, it was DNR Radio or the DNR show, whatever it was. I can't remember if they were fired or if they just like left Sirius and started their own thing. So they've basically created like their own Sirius Radio, but it's all podcasting. So Taylor, her producer that was with her at Sirius, hooked her up with DNR Studios. So now she's at DNR Studios. It's a subscription. It's $6.95 a month, which is, to me, it's not terrible because I could spend like, you know, $5 at Starbucks on a day, you know? So like what? It's like my cup of coffee that I get yeah. from Starbucks a month. Yeah. But she's fabulous. It's 5 days a week. It's 2 hours. She is hilarious. I love her.
She's fun.
She's fun. I mean, for those of you that aren't really familiar with her, when you first listen to her, she could sound a little obnoxious, but it's not even obnoxious. She's very like she even says it. Like in real life, she's not like that. That's her radio personality.
Yeah. And I think when you like, if you've listened to her for so many years, and like she was married to a man, and she would always talk
about how she didn't like
dick.
Yes.
And then she's now gay and yes. lesbian and whatever. Yes. So, and that's her girlfriend, who's the same name as Taylor. Like,
yes.
So I think it's like a... You can't quite figure out who she is sometimes.
She's... If you listen to her now, she's accepted who she is.
She's fully on.
And she's very, like, open about it. Yep. And she's amazing. I love her. But she... So she was in the morning slot on Cosmo Radio. And then there was Patrick Maher, who was in the afternoon, who would do Cocktails with Patrick.
Who dated Stassi. Who was that tool on Vanderpump Rules.
On the last man bun. Season. Yes. Oh, my God.
And every time I see a man bun, I think of him.
Oh, my God. So I loved Patrick. I loved him. He was...
Hard to date.
Hard to date. I mean, he dated Mircea Monroe. Have you ever seen episodes on Showtime?
No.
So she was on episodes on Showtime. It was like Matt LeBlanc, like Hollywood-y, like making fun of like TV show type parody type thing. And then she was also in Magic Mike. She played Matt Ballmer, the gay guy that, yeah, super hot gay guy, who was a stripper that played like a straight guy. She was the girlfriend. So like... When they're all at, like, whoever's house it was for, like, the hurricane party. And, like, the boyfriend and the girlfriend were, like, in one of the bedrooms, like, getting it. Yeah, okay. That's her. So he dated her for a hot minute. And then they broke up. And then I can't remember if Taylor had interviewed Stassi first or if somebody had gotten somebody.
With him, no?
Yes. Taylor worked with Patrick.
They were friends first.
They were friends first because yeah. they were the two that started the channel, yeah. Cosmo Radio. But one of them, I can't remember who got her first, but Taylor had actually interviewed Jax and Stassi together yeah. when they were dating, like the first season or whatever. And something happened and then they came back later and Stassi and Katie would actually listen to Cosmo Radio. And Stassi was like, I like Patrick. I'm going to marry him one day. Or like whatever the fuck she said.
And they're probably like, oh God.
Yeah, exactly. So now like they actually met and interviewed and like then they started dating. And that's for those of you who watch Vanderpump. That's when she left LA, went to New York. She was with Patrick and stayed with Patrick.
Because it was Patrick.
Yes.
He's controlling.
Yes.
I also think you read from all of that he was very controlling.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he never really wanted to be on the show.
No. He didn't. That was not his thing. And then Taylor talks about it.
He said Lisa Vanderpump had a nice ass.
Yes.
Ugh,
disrespectful.
Gross.
But,
he's so gross.
But Taylor was like, that's his, like, nervous, defensive, like,
I don't buy
I'm just
that.
Gonna, like,
I
whatever.
I don't buy that a hot minute.
I mean, I don't know them. I'm just... You
neither
know.
Do I, but I still don't buy that. Mm-mm. I don't buy that. Mm-mm. I think he's just a pig.
Ugh. I know.
I think he's a controlling pig. Sorry.
I was such a... No,
I don't know
okay.
you, Patrick, if you're ever listening, but I think
no
you're
one,
controlling
again,
pig.
Again, like I told Dan...
I think you're a controlling pig.
There's only like 10 people that listen to this podcast, and to all of you, I say thank you for listening, but
yes,
no one
thank
is,
you.
It's never
my girlfriend's a great girl, so
thank
keep
you.
Listening.
Thank you.
She's awesome.
Thank you. But yeah, so Taylor and Stassi met through Cosmo Radio. They became really good friends when she lived in New York with Patrick.
So she gonna be like a maid of honor or something?
She's not gonna be a maid of honor.
Why?
So here we go. I don't...
We're guessing.
Well, actually, okay.
Oh, wait, you have insider information?
I say that, yes.
Watch out, here it comes.
It's not inside. I mean, it's on Instagram, and I know things because Taylor talks about stuff. So, I don't know if you know or not.
So, what does Taylor say?
Taylor's going to be a bridesmaid. I'm not sure who the maid of honor is going to be. I would assume it would be Katie Maloney or, like, one of her, like, New Orleans friends. Like, she actually has a friend,
yes.
her best friend, that's
it's
named
not from...
Sheena Menina.
What?
Yes, her name is Sheena Menina.
How weird.
Not kidding. So, one of them is probably going to be the maid of honor. But Taylor is a bridesmaid. And on Stassi and Bo's Instagram stories recently, and Taylor did confirm this, the wedding is going to be in Italy.
Italy?
Italy.
Wow.
Yes.
Fancy.
Yes. So they were looking at all
so
these
is that gonna
venues.
Be filmed?
Oh, yes. So now the conspiracy is because when Stassi was doing her Instagram stories, producer Jerry was with them. So, like, why is producer Jerry there?
Well, yeah, because
are you doing a spinoff? Yeah. Are you doing extra for Vanderpump? Because Vanderpump's not filming right now; they're off.
Yeah, but when do you think the wedding will be? Soon.
So all I know is
because they just got engaged, right?
They just got engaged over the summer. Taylor is going to be out of. So tomorrow, besides it being, well, so today is Julia's birthday, which is my bestie. Whoop, whoop. Tomorrow is my other bestie's birthday, Alicia, and it's also Kevin and Allison's wedding day, but it's also Taylor Donahue's birthday tomorrow. Oh. And she was talking about Taylor Donahue, who is Taylor Strucker's girlfriend. Taylor Donahue was going to a wedding because one of her friends is getting married. Taylor Strucker is going to LA because this weekend is Stassi and Bo's engagement party.
Oh.
So I'm guessing that if they're not doing a spinoff, they're doing some sort of extension to Vanderpump. Because like Vanderpump's not filming right now. They're done. Because they only usually film like summer. They usually do like Memorial Day and then they cut into like Stassi's birthday.
It's every Housewives has that certain period of time.
Right, right. They have a schedule.
Which is kind of annoying.
It is annoying.
You always see like Christmas on one or this on that.
Right,
or...
right. Now, Stassi's birthday, and I know this because my son was born June 23rd. Stassi's birthday is June 24th. So they always film during Stassi's birthday because it's her fucking birthday, you know.
Yes. That's the thing.
Yes, because it's her fucking birthday.
Oh, those are some great episodes.
I fucking love
it. It's my fucking birthday!
God, I love her.
Oh, shit, I love
her.
That girl.
So they always film around that time. So it's done. I know it's done. Taylor's even talked about it. It's done. I mean, and you think about it, Vanderpump's going to start airing, what, next month?
Yeah.
Because it's November. They're editing right now. So they're either doing a spinoff or they're doing some sort of like...
Special.
They have to be.
I think you have to because unfortunately with social media, you can't do anything without somebody knows.
Well, no, but they also encourage it.
No, I'm saying like if they're getting married.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's going to blow up.
That's like Summer House.
And don't you want it like right there?
Do you watch Summer House?
A couple times I watched it.
See, okay, so I love Summer House and like another one
but
of
that's
the...
That's a whole year after, like summer's over and...
Right, but it's the same thing with Well, not the same thing with Vanderpump, but yeah, they start Summer House like right before.
My question is, why can't Bravo film closer and put it out there sooner? Because, like I said, social media is like all over the place.
Right.
And you hear so many things.
Right.
Like... Why can't you, with technology today, like, you're not rolling film and printing it and doing
Were you talking, like,
stuff.
Big Brother, essentially? You want to, like...
Put it out there.
Put it out there while they're doing it.
I think, like, a week later, like...
Right. That's Big Brother.
You know?
That's Big Brother.
I think Bravo needs to catch up with
they
that.
They need to catch up.
Because then you know everything.
Right. But I think Bravo also likes to edit and likes to...
Come on.
Make certain
you're professionals.
People certain. I agree.
Figure it out.
I agree.
Pick but your enemy from the start of the season.
They like storyline.
Well, it's made up, too.
True.
Because I watched Real Housewives of Jersey.
Yes. Yeah.
And I saw them prompting Teresa, like, get in there.
Oh, that's right. So which restaurant were you at? You were in Southampton?
In West Hampton. Margarita Grill.
Okay. And the Jersey Housewives were there.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Oh, I know you sent me pictures.
Melissa Gorga is so beautiful.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Now, Teresa was there?
Teresa was there. Melissa was there. What's her name? The blonde.
I don't watch Jersey.
Oh, Dolores was there. It was a group of them.
Right.
Like, the current group. And it was funny to watch, like, all of the TV cameras and everybody directing them. So... There was this little spill up in the whole...
Of course.
...dinner.
Yeah.
But there's the producer, and the producer's, like, looking at Teresa and give her the symbol, like, get in there. Get in there.
Right.
You know, and it was so interesting...
Yeah.
...of how manufactured it was. So then they all kind of disperse.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, a whole, like, camera crew, like, in the back of the restaurant. It was so funny. And then... So... Teresa goes to leave, almost hops in the car, and there's the producer like, get back in there, get back in there. And I was like, But then they're arguing on the street.
Right.
So I don't know, like, yeah, there's a lot of arguing going on, but a lot of it is, like, in their ears saying, do this, do that, do this, do that.
Right.
Fascinating. Fascinating to watch.
I love that. And but, I mean, some of it is real because we know that, like, Stassi, for instance, we know, according to social media, that Stassi and Kristen are on the outs with Kristen Doty.
That's, you know, it's so weird. All three of them, like Katie, Kristen, and Stassi.
Yeah.
It's like they're in and out of their lives all the time.
Yes. But, I mean, if you think about it, they're all chicks that essentially worked at a restaurant.
Yeah.
For Lisa Vanderpump. And you, I mean, I never worked in a restaurant, but I've heard stories of people that work at restaurants that it's very incestuous. Like they all each other. They all do like
whatever. A lot of drinking, a lot of late night hours.
Right. And they're all friends in real life. And then they all go through like this real life drama bullshit. And apparently, from what I understand, the real life drama is from Carter, Doty's ex-boyfriend.
But they're not, they're not together.
They're not together right now. No.
But he was a little creepy-ish, I thought.
He's a fucking weirdo.
I couldn't really put a... my finger on what his issue was.
No, and even Taylor was saying, because again...
And I don't think he even wanted to be on TV, because he didn't seem that
He would just sit there and, like, play video games and, like, not be super involved.
I think he didn't work very much either.
I don't think
so. Because towards the end, they were all like, well, he doesn't contribute anything.
Right, exactly. So yeah.
They were
like,
get rid of that bum.
Right.
He sucks.
Ugh.
Well, but I love that shit. I can watch it forever. Oh my God,
that show's the best. Again, if you haven't watched it, Bravo, Vanderpump. I also recommend Summer House because my girl, Hannah Burner, she's on Taylor's show. She worked at Betches. She started, well, not started on Taylor's show, but when Taylor like first started doing her own show, she was on one of the episodes and then like she's now back as a recurring, like she's a millennial. So they have like a little millennial segment. She's hilarious. She has her own podcast. It's called Burning in Hell. She's amazing. She's awesome. I love her. So she's on Summer House. She started on the third season and I don't know. I can't recommend her enough. She's funny. I love her. She's great. But we're slowly running out of time here.
I have one more show I want to ask you about.
Yes, talk to me.
Have you watched Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
OMG.
Oh my God. Is that not? The new season's coming out
best
too.
Best thing I've ever seen.
She's hilarious. First of all, now you know
I want to be her. She's Kate Spade's niece.
Is she really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
So, you know,
she's so
her
great.
Her first role that I saw her in, she was Rachel on House of Cards. House of Cards.
Yeah. She's on House of Cards.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I find her so brilliant. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just absolutely, if anybody's ever watched this, I don't know. Spoiler alert. But please watch Mrs. Maisel because it is so fantastic. And it sounds like the title, you're like, I don't know about that. But everybody I've turned on to it loves it. But so she's a housewife and her husband's like trying to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
But she is the comedian in the family.
She's witty.
And it's what, 50s? I think it's 1950s.
Yes, I think so.
And women don't do that kind of thing.
Women don't do a lot of things in that era. Yeah.
Thank God we're not in that era. But anyway.
Thank God, yes.
But the clothes were fabulous. Oh, God, I can't stand her clothing. And she's so skinny, though, so I couldn't wear that.
I know, I know.
Even if you gave me that, I couldn't wear that.
You know what my favorite thing is? You know, in the first season, you know, her and her husband go to bed. He falls asleep. She gets up. She goes in the bathroom. Takes off her makeup. Does her like nightly routine
with all the cold
with
cream.
Everything.
Oh, love it.
Goes to bed. Wakes up before the husband wakes up. Goes into the bathroom. Puts all of her makeup back on. Comes back in bed, and then like 5 minutes later, he wakes up and like, oh, she's like, you know, she wakes up like that.
Yeah, she's like. Oh
my goodness. Oh, did you sleep well? Oh my God. It's so
the
good.
Best.
It's
and
so
she's good. So funny. And
now, me awesome. As a fangirl, my favorite part of that second season, Zachary Levi, the tall guy, the guy that she was seeing at the at the summer club, that's Zachary Levi. And I love him.
Cute.
He was Shazam.
You know, there you go.
Yeah.
See, it all ties in.
So real quick, because we've got about... less than 10 minutes to go. I know you're not a mom, but I want to talk about some mom things for a second.
Yes, please talk about that.
So the last time you guys heard from me, about DJ. We were talking about trying to get him into preschool and how hard it is to get into preschool and how, like, the waiting list is so long, whatever.
Why is there a waiting list for
that? It's so fucking ridiculous. I think, well, first of all, living in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's a big city. There's a lot of kids. There aren't that many schools. So, and again, newsflash, he was accepted into preschool. They called Holy shit. They called me the Friday.
You think it's fucking college.
Jesus Christ, I know. They called
He's going to Harvard preschool.
They called me the Friday before school started so and was funny. Like, hey, we have a spot open. Do you want to bring him? And I'm like, yes. Then I'm like, no.
I'll be right there. I'll be like, right
yes,
there. I'll be right
no.
there.
Yes. No. How much is that going to cost? Okay. Which is also part of the reason
like
why
really
I've been on
like
this hiatus.
A lot of money.
It's not bad. So we pay $160. He goes Tuesday, Thursday for 3 hours a day. He goes 9 to 12.
I don't mean to put you on the...
No, I don't care. I don't care. Open book. Again, because really the 10 people that listen to this podcast, and again, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We don't care.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. But it's not terrible. I mean, and like he's learning stuff and they've already had like, you know, an aquarium come in and bring like a live octopus and all these fish.
Cute,
and then
yeah.
they've had like a fire truck. So he's learning stuff. He's being engaged. And the main thing is because he's an only child, he's around other kids.
Yes, it's, I think that's
and
important.
Again, we've got
I don't
our
have
neighbors.
Kids, but I think that's important.
Yes, it's super important. I mean, and now with our move, we're with other neighbors that have kids that are his age and kids that are a little bit older that are still hanging out with him. So it's great. But school's really important because now I can see that he's learning stuff. He's like, one weekend he, you know, yellow, 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 yellow. And I'm like, okay, fuck, he must have learned yellow in school. I go in on Tuesday and I go in his little cubby. Guess what? There's like this big yellow disc that he painted. So yes, aww. He learned yellow. I mean, and he had his school pictures done and it's just great.
So cute.
So
cute.
It's great. It's great. So
it's just, I find it so funny that preschool is so like competitive.
It's a big deal. Well, so it's at a church. Which is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and he's learning other things, too. And, I mean, Dan and I, we are sinners. We don't go to church every Sunday. But, I mean, who does?
So you're putting your kid in religious preschool to make up for your sin?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's
exactly.
It.
That is
boom,
exactly right.
Done. I'll pay that $176.
Exactly. But, again, I'm past all that. I don't care. I just
no,
want him
it's...
to interact with other kids and learn stuff. And he loves his teachers. And he goes in every morning. And he, like, you know, I'm like, all right, give me a kiss. I give him a kiss. And he's like, boom, he's gone. He's like,
happy,
hands up.
Happy.
Holding the, you know, like, pick me up, teacher. Pick me up, Miss Carrie. Like, he just, it's good.
No, it's good. It's
so,
good.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I don't know. I can't imagine, like, if I sat at home, and don't get me wrong, if anybody's listening, you homeschool your kids. I just think, like, a social thing.
Right. It's important because you want your kids to learn how to socialize.
I think more now than ever because it's like people are so on the phone all the time.
Yes. They're desensitized to social living.
And, yeah, you don't know how to speak to people.
Right. Exactly.
Because we actually, at work, it's like you have to take, like, a training of how to speak to the younger people because they don't really understand,
right.
like, a work ethic.
Or they're completely out of it because there are a lot of people that I've heard and talked to that – like millennials or younger are working at like restaurants or wherever and they don't know how to work a landline phone.
No.
They have no idea.
No. They don't know what that is.
If you get a chance, you guys, this is hilarious. Google or YouTube teenagers learning how to use a rotary phone.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. That's a
holy
good one.
Shit.
That's a good one.
They get time for 10 minutes and like right at like the end of the 10 minutes, they figure out how to use the rotary phone. It is the funniest fucking video. But, yeah. I mean, it's...
But, yeah, that's the nature of the beast right now.
Yeah, it's true.
And everything's so quick, and people don't actually have a conversation.
Right. And it's sad. They all talk over text. They don't talk on the phone anymore.
Everybody's
and
so I was like, this is too much. I'm going to call you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Maria and I are like, text. No. Let's just talk. It's easier to talk. But... All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. It was good talking to you guys, and hopefully we can get Maria back for another episode. We'll recap the wedding for tomorrow for, you know, the fanboy and girl that are getting married tomorrow. And
oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know. I wish we could, like, scoot a picture in the podcast, but...
We We could. I try and post some stuff on social media. So at Fangirls Moms and Cocktails and at One Low-Key Fangirl. It's the number one Lowkey Fangirl. And do you want to plug any socials? You don't have to. No big deal. All good. So, all right, guys.
So when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go. And we gotta go. All right, guys. Good night, talking America. To you. Good.